United States Commodity Futures Trading Commission issues no action relief for QCX event contracts. On 2nd of September 2025, the United States Commodity Futures Trading Commission issued CFTC letter number 25-28, granting no action relief to QCX LLC and QC Clearing LLC. This relief applies to fully collateralized binary option contracts and variable payout contracts. Although these contracts are technically defined as swaps under the United States Commodity Exchange Act, the Commission recognized their structure as closer to options on futures. The relief removes burdensome swap reporting obligations, but only under strict safeguards. Contracts must remain fully collateralized, clearing must occur exclusively through QC clearing, and transparent trade data must be published. This is a regulatory flexibility story, a recognition that innovation can be accommodated inside the rulebook, so long as investor protection is guaranteed. United States Securities and Exchange Commission and United States Commodity Futures Trading Commission issue joint staff statement on spot crypto asset trading. On 2nd of September 2025, the United States Securities and Exchange Commission and the United States Commodity Futures Trading Commission released a joint staff statement under Project Crypto and the Crypto Sprint. The statement clarified that registered national securities exchanges, designated contract markets and foreign boards of trade may list spot crypto asset products. This is a policy clarity story, regulators cutting through years of uncertainty. For exchanges, it opens the door to expanded listings. For investors, it provides certainty that spot products will trade under the direct supervision of United States law. United States Securities and Exchange Commission Institutes administrative proceedings against AgriFintech Holdings for filing delinquencies. On 3rd of September 2025, the United States Securities and Exchange Commission instituted administrative proceedings against AgriFintech Holdings Incorporated, formerly Tingo Incorporated. The company has not filed periodic reports since June 2023, violating Section 13A of the United States Securities Exchange Act of 1934. The proceedings under Section 12J could suspend or revoke the company's registration, effectively cutting it off from United States public markets. This is a market integrity enforcement story, regulators making it clear. If you fail to disclose, you will lose your license to access investors. Australian Securities and Investments Commission signs Memorandum of Understanding with International Financial Services Centres, Authority of India to strengthen financial services cooperation. On 4th of September 2025, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission signed a Memorandum of Understanding with the International Financial Services Centre's Authority of India in Sydney. The agreement strengthens supervisory coordination, information sharing, and adoption of technology in financial markets. Both regulators pledged to reinforce transparency and trust while enabling digital innovation. This is a cross-border cooperation story, linking Australia and India as partners in building resilient technology-driven financial ecosystems. Hong Kong Securities and Futures Commission suspends former aggregate asset management officer for 12 months over fund mismanagement. On 4th of September 2025, the Hong Kong Securities and Futures Commission suspended Mr. Chow Tzlam, former responsible officer and manager in charge of Aggregate Asset Management Limited, for 12 months. Investigations showed that nearly 100% of a Cayman Incorporated fund's assets were invested in debentures issued by companies owned by its sole shareholder. These structures inflated net asset values and exposed investors to severe risk. This is a disciplinary enforcement story, the Commission making it clear that in Hong Kong, senior management cannot delegate accountability and must protect investors. High Court of Australia grants Australian Securities and Investments Commission special leave to appeal block earner licensing decision. On 5th of September 2025, the High Court of Australia granted the Australian Securities and Investments Commission special leave to appeal the block earner decision. At issue is whether fixed-yield crypto products fall within the statutory definition of financial products under the Corporations Act 2001. If upheld, it will extend licensing obligations under the Australian Financial Services license regime. This is a judicial clarification story, a case that will shape whether yield products, both digital and traditional, must operate under a full license regime. United States Securities and Exchange Commission and United States Commodity Futures Trading Commission announced joint roundtable on regulatory harmonization. On 5th of September 2025, the United States Securities and Exchange Commission and the United States Commodity Futures Trading Commission announced a joint roundtable to be held on 29th of September 2025 in Washington, D.C. The agenda includes aligning product definitions, streamlining reporting standards, and harmonizing capital frameworks. This is a policy harmonization story. Regulators moving towards one coherent rulebook after decades of duplication. United States Securities and Exchange Commission forms cross-border task force to tackle international fraud. On 5th of September 2025, the United States Securities and Exchange Commission announced the creation of a cross-border task force within its division of enforcement. The task force will prioritize fraud by foreign issuers, including pump-and-dump schemes, and scrutinize auditors and underwriters. China was named as an area of concern. This is an enforcement strategy story, sending a message that if you target United States investors from abroad, the commission will pursue you. Hong Kong Securities and Futures Commission fines Instinet Pacific Limited $8 million Hong Kong dollars for cross-trade reporting failures. On 8th of September 2025, the Hong Kong Securities and Futures Commission fined Instinet Pacific Limited $8 million Hong Kong dollars for failing to report 8,817 cross trades worth nearly 25.9 billion Hong Kong dollars. The breaches spanned over 5 years and violated Rule 526 of the Rules of the Exchange. The Commission described the failure as particularly serious, underscoring the need for robust internal reporting systems. This is a market transparency enforcement story, proving that long-term neglect of compliance obligations will be punished. United States Securities and Exchange Commission, Crypto Task Force to host roundtable on financial surveillance and privacy. On 8th of September 2025, the United States Securities and Exchange Commission announced that its Crypto Task Force will host a public roundtable on 17th of October 2025 in Washington, D.C. The event will explore privacy-preserving technologies and frameworks to balance financial surveillance with individual liberty. Commissioner Hester M. Pierce stressed that privacy tools empower individuals while regulators must safeguard oversight. This is a policy dialogue story, one that will define how privacy, compliance, and liberty are reconciled in United States digital markets. Hong Kong Securities and Futures Commission and Asian Development Bank Institute convene roundtable on sustainable finance instruments in Asia. On 9th of September 2025, the Hong Kong Securities and Futures Commission and the Asian Development Bank Institute co-hosted a roundtable on sustainable finance during Hong Kong Green Week. Officials from 12 jurisdictions joined discussions on transition finance, climate-related disclosures, and thematic instruments, including green and blue bonds. This is a regional cooperation story, building momentum towards harmonized climate finance frameworks across Asia.